All right. First off, I want to thank, obviously, Shad Khan for helping us again, making investments into our team and making as good as possible as we can at this time of year. Obviously, the financial commitments that he's made over the years and over the last couple of days has gotten us to this point. Obviously, Coach Coughlin, Coach Marone, coaching staff, our personnel staff, who put together this plan and where we worked through it all. And then obviously our football admin staff, John Idzik and Tim Walsh, who worked a lot of late hours these last couple of days and dealing with agents and the representation from players and players to try to get these deals done and spend all that money that Chad allowed us to spend. So with that being said, you guys know who we signed and where we're at. So I'll just open up for some questions.
Hey, Dave, just right off the top, can you go sort thumbnails and tell us a little bit about why these guys were right for you?
Yeah, so obviously Andrew was our big ticket item here. And, we had a distinct need there at left guard. Patrick was a free agent, and we looked and see where we can upgrade it and who we can upgrade it with. And we felt like he was the best guard out there and maybe one of the best players out there in free agent period. In terms of his ability and what he's accomplished and how he played this past year. So we were aggressive with that, and he's going to bring an element to solidify that offensive line and play next to Cam, who we felt like had a good rookie year, and Brandon, who's one of the top centers in the league. So we feel good about that. And obviously we have a philosophy of how we're going to play and what we want to do, and he fits all of those tough, nasty run blocker, very good pass protector, it's been healthy, and is of the right age to invest into. Dante Moncrief, obviously we played against him the last couple of years. We did a lot of work on him coming out into college. He's a big play receiver, had a big year in 15, kind of on a prove-it deal here this year, but we felt like a one-year deal made sense for him. On top of his speed and ability to stretch the field on the outside, opposite of Marquise there. We got two speed guys on the outside. So we feel like that's going to open up the run game and then open up some big play possibilities there. Cornerback DJ Hayden, he's a versatile guy that has proven he can play both outside and inside. He's going to come in there and we'll slot him as a nickel spot to take over for Aaron. And he's a good player. He can do, he can blitz. He can play to run. And then he's got good zone and man coverage skills underneath there. Former first-round pick, and we think he'll be a really good fit defensively for us. Cody Davis, top special teams player in the league. Obviously, we played against him this year and with the Rams when they came to town. And he knows that. He's going to be our bell cow there, one of them. These next couple of guys are guys that we signed for that period. For that recent period as special teams, but they also have some versatility to play position. We think Cody could be our third safety and compete there and get some defensive playing time if we need him to be or what he's earned. Don Carey, obviously you guys are familiar with him from way back when you poached him from the Browns. And he is a really good special teams player. He's made a career of that, and he's excited to be back here. And then Niles Paul, and Niles got a lot of versatility for us, but he's a tremendous – he was a special teams captain in Washington. Ryan's got the background on him from his Washington buddies. So he's a really good special teams player, and he's also versatile. We're kind of that Aurelius Ben mode where we could play him as an F, as a tight end. He can be in the backfield as a fullback, and if we need to put him outside as a wideout, we can do that. That's going to be give us some versatility on game day. Did I forget anybody?
Follow up on the receiver position. How tough of a decision was it to go away from A-Rob and toward Moncrief and Lee?
It was difficult. Obviously, we have a connection with A-Rob. We drafted him here. We saw him kind of grow into the player he was, and unfortunately, if it wasn't for some circumstances, we've tried to put our best foot forward and get him back here, and it didn't work out. Obviously, wish him the best, but once that happens, we go to Plan B and Plan C. And Marquise was always in the plans from the beginning, but it was who was going to be the other guy, and then Dante was next on our list.
Was it just too expensive?
Yeah, I think for us, as you guys know, we set a price per player, and what we feel like is acceptable, what we can handle, and we'll go to that level. And then once we get off that level, we have to say, hey, this is as far as we can go. And if that's not good enough for the player, then we move on.
Dave, how similar were the situations between the circumstances with Allen Robinson and then Aaron Colvin? Did Colvin kind of have the same?
Well, it was a little bit different. Colvin was how do I say this? We were a lot closer with Colvin. And, the differences. And, I think he chose to go to Houston. It was a difficult decision for him. I talked to him throughout the process. And after the process, he called. And obviously, it was a very challenging, difficult decision for him. He made the decision based off a lot of different factors, and I'll let him explain it to you guys about that. But it was a much more dialogue there with his representation.
Dave, how close were you guys to executing what your plan was from the beginning when it was all said and done?
Well, pretty close. The idea of Andrew was we weren't sure if we'd be able to get that done. We knew we'd have a lot of suitors, and when I saw that the direction it was going with A-Rob and with some other high-priced free agents that we may have been going after that were out of our price range, we just felt like we could sneak in and get Andrew and get him, and that would be kind of a little bit of a bonus for us, getting Andrew. And then the rest of it kind of fell in place where we wanted to upgrade to special teams, get Marquise back, and then obviously get a receiver on the opposite side.
Dave, last year you really weren't willing to go that high to pay for a guard. What changed in that approach this year?
The player.
So it was just strictly an idea?
It wasn't a position. It was right. It was the player. That Andrew's 2017 All-Pro player played to that level. So it didn't have anything to do with the guard specifically.
Can you address backup quarterback? Had you thought you might have been able to find somebody at this point, or is you?
No, we just I think we realized we got to address that. We have a plan in place, and when that happens, you guys will see it.
Go ahead, Phil. Dave, does it feel like you guys have turned the corner in terms of come help us establish a culture to now come be a part of the culture we've established?
Yeah, it's funny how it's changed in a 4 or 5 year period. That at one point in time it was very difficult to get guys to even take visits here, and we're at a point in time where people are excited to come here, and not only excited to come here for the team aspect, but the city of Jacksonville and the organization that's committed to winning. Having Coach Coughlin, Coach Marone here, I think players know that they come here what the culture we're going to have, and it's going to be football, and football is going to be a priority, and we're going to be a tough, hard-nosed team, and we're going to come out and compete every week.
Dave, you brought up Andrew being an All-Pro several times, and obviously, now as Paul was a special teams captain, how much are those superlatives? How much does this matter?
They matter if the video, the tape that we watch equals that, and just the accolades alone don't matter. But those guys earn those positions too. I can go over some players that have earned All Pros or Pro Bowl nods that necessarily didn't earn those. When we watch them, we're like, wow, that guy's a Pro Bowler, huh? But then when you put on the film with Andrew and Niles and their respective roles, that matches what they've earned.
You got two more for Dave before Keith. Moncrief, you obviously have seen him twice a year when he was healthy. Is he still an ascending player, and what's sort of been missing from his game, the numbers?
Well, I think he got banged up a little bit the last couple of years with some injuries, so he got set back a little bit. So I think there's another level for him to reach. I think for him to want to sign a one-year deal versus a multi-year deal shows that he's got something to prove, and we're banking on him proving it.
Two questions. What's the plan at backup quarterback?
Plan is to get a backup quarterback.
Where?
We'll let you know when we cross that bridge.
And second,
that doesn't have to be a veteran. It can be.
Secondly, what does this say about where you guys thought you were special teams and where you want to be special teams? That you went out and got some core guys.
Yeah, we felt like we had a good core guys last year. James O'Shaughnessy, Blair Brown, Donald Payne, those guys did a nice job for us. But to add, to those three guys and bring in a guy like Niles Paul, Cody Davis, and Don Carey, and then we got the draft to bring in some more on that aspect too, where we just felt like, but not only for special teams players, but those guys can be backups, good solid backups for us too.